Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Klal Chav Simen Ches. So we said that if a person would get tefillin right before Shemoneh Esrei, he would put it on. But if he got a towel, he would not put it on. Hodachar b'tefillin mitzitzes. That which were more macher by tefillin over tzitzes. Mishum techachilo also likras kriya Shema utfila below tefillin. A person is not supposed to say Shema or daven Shemoneh Esrei without tefillin. B'afilah kishit darkly hispalu b'yachid. What if she is spelled with tefillin, me tefillah tzibur? So if we have a choice between wearing tefillin and davening b'yachid, or davening without tefillin with the tzibur, we paskin that it's better you should daven with tefillin. That's more important than davening with the tzibur. So let's say a person did not have tefillin, so he's going to borrow his friend's tefillin. So he says, you know what, I'll daven with the tzibur through Shemoneh Esrei, and then I'll take his tefillin and I'll put it on. So that's not what we paskin. We paskin that a person should wait, preferably by the beginning of Birchus Kriya Shema. So after Shemoneh Esrei, the friend who's lending the tefillin will take off the tefillin, he will put on the tefillin, and then say Birchus Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Now why is it that this is more chomer to say wear tefillin for Shema and Shemoneh Esrei than over tefillin than tefillin b'tzibur? The Havi Kimeid Eid Sheker, Chazal say that a person who doesn't wear tefillin when he's saying Shema is as if he's testifying against himself. Sharmaruk Shartom, who like Kosher, he's saying Hashem is commanding me and he's ignoring it. So that's you're as it were, you're indicting yourself by the fact that you're saying the mitzvah and not doing it. So if I have that's so significant, this concept, that will override tefillin b'tzibur. We call welcome Miss Yora Shiyavra's man tefillah. So if he's worried, if he waits, that he'll miss the Zman of Kriya Shema, so you'll say Kriya Shema without tefillin. And he's worried that he'll miss the Zman of tefillah, which is an hour later, so he would daven Shemoneh Esrei without tefillin, and then put on tefillin later. So that's where this scenario, which we mentioned before, is possible, where tefillin came to him after Shema, before Shemoneh Esrei. He said Shema because he couldn't wait. And now, just before Shemoneh Esrei, they brought him a tefillin. So in that situation, we said before, you would put on a tefillin. Seemingly, you do not have tefillin for Kriya Shema, you will have tefillin for Shemoneh Esrei. The act of Shemoneh Esrei is considered part of Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Bracha says, that a person who wants to be Mekabel Omach HaShemayim Shleima, the true, full Omach HaShemayim, he will wash his hands, put on tefillin, say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. So you see that Shemoneh Esrei is considered part of the Kabbalah Tomach HaShemayim, which the tefillin represents that a person is doing that, and therefore a person needs to wear tefillin to show that he's a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, which is an act of an eved standing in front of his master. Okay. The Chayyotim now in Klal Tes deals with an issue of called Shah Kde Ligmar Kulay. If a person pauses in the middle of a bracha, either with an interruption, with halachah, he's allowed to interrupt, or just even by pausing and not saying anything at all, is there at some point in time we said the pause is so long that it takes away the status of the bracha, that the bracha is no longer valid and he has to start over again? Or do we say he paused, whether he should or he shouldn't have, but he paused, but the words that he said, so he will pick up again from where he left off. Obviously, if where he left off was the middle of a thought, he would start again from the beginning of the thought, because otherwise it's not clear what he's saying. He says two words of the thought, and then he pauses for 5 minutes. It's not clear with the connection. He would start over again. But barring that, it's not problematic, the fact that he paused at the end of a thought. So what's the halacha? So that's there is a halacha that a person paused in the middle of a bracha. If the pause was so long that he could complete the whole bracha. Now, what's called the whole bracha? So we look at the series of brachas of Birchus Kriya Shema as one unit. So a person paused during Birchus Kriya Shema enough time to say Birchus Kriya Shema from beginning to end. So let's say, for argument's sake, a person normally takes 7 minutes or 8 minutes from starting Birchus Kriya Shema until he gets to Shemoneh Esrei. So for him, that's how long it takes to finish the whole thing. So if the middle of Birchus Yetzer Mordechai, he paused for 8 minutes, so he paused the time it takes to complete the whole Birchus Kriya Shema from beginning to end. So does that constitute an interruption that therefore he has to go start over again? Or do we ignore the pause and just pick up where we left off? So the Chayotim is going to tell us that he explained before that depends. If he paused of his own volition, he chose to do so, that's not considered a halachic pause, which would be interruption in the bracha. But if, however, the pause was due to a situation where halachically he was not allowed to daven, the place was not clean, etc., he had an urge which required him to interrupt, to use the facilities, etc., and he was not allowed to daven, so a pause which is that long due to the fact that he was not able to daven is considered a pause that will make you lose the whole status of the tefillah, so you have to start over again. So that's the point he's going to say in Siman Tes. What about pausing to be able to answer these responses which we've been discussing? So I can't daven them because I have to respond. On the other hand, it's not like the situations where the place is intrinsically not roy for tefillah. It's roy for tefillah, but I'm interrupting because I chose to respond to these responses, which the halacha requires me to do so. So what's the status of that? And that's what you talk about in Siman Tes, and actually we will talk about that tomorrow. So that will function as an introduction to Siman Tes.